broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 3rd in the year of our Lord 2018. This is Hour 102, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips today. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is what? 4th of July Eve Day? Is that how you say it? Anyway, it's a delightful opportunity to be alive, a delightful opportunity to be in one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth. And yeah, we got difficulties in America because we've turned our back on God. But there are solutions, folks. We can repent. We can change. We can turn to our Maker. And we can reap the blessings of obedience to His commandments. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is about God, family, and country. And I know a lot of people believe we ought to just, kind of let that God stuff go. Let that family stuff go. Doesn't work for us, folks. It's not what we're about. Let's talk about a recap of yesterday's show, shall we? We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org, and we talked about good news. The immigration bills containing mandatory E-Verify last week have failed for the second week in a row. So, good news. We're not out of the woods yet, but we got to keep fighting. We're making progress. I know that's a defensive measure, but it's a big win. We also talked about an incredible Ron Paul column, No Taxation Without Representation. Boy, is that column good. Allowing states to tax internet retailers with no, quote, physical presence in their states violates the principle of no taxation without representation. Ron Paul says, quote, having the power to tax and regulate employers and workers who cannot, quote, retaliate at the polls is a, quote, dream come true for many politicians. Boy, is that right. Wow. Those who drafted the Constitution intended the Commerce Clause to create free trade among states, not to enable states to impose taxes and regulations on, quote, out-of-state businesses who have no representation. We talked also about why no outrage over the U.S. killing of children around the world. Amen. Good point. That was Hour 1 with Lowell Nelson. Incredible hour. Available still online at libertyroundtable.com. If you missed it, you got to go back and listen to Lowell. Tremendous topics, tremendous insight. The guy's just a blessing to have on the radio. Every Monday he joins us. Hour 2 yesterday, we talked about Rand Paul isn't, quote, 100% pro-life anymore. Now, that's what the Atlantic says. I say they lie. I say they manipulate the truth. They're playing games. All right. If you believe in pro-life 100%, but you believe in exceptions for maybe rape or incest or some of those things, then they want to play games to say you're not 100% pro-life. Okay. No exceptions is the only way they say 100%. Well, I guess I'm not 100% pro-life. The problem with that lie is it makes you believe that I won't do all that I can for the pro-life agenda. All right. For 45 years, ladies and gentlemen, 9 elected men and women on the Supreme Court have played God with innocent human life. The result has been a brutal, brutal Holocaust that has claimed the lives of more than 60 million helpless and innocent unborn children. All right. Now, just because I support an exception for rape or incest, or in other words, I understand the difficulty that a woman has, especially in situations where she was forced into a situation, an incest or rape situation. You got to work through those things one step at a time. And even though when those things happen, I still think that you need to be very careful not just to say, oh, abort. You got to say, you know what, is there a way to make it through this? There's a lot of determinations that go into this. And I agree with Kurt Crosby, who said it very well. He said, you know what, even when those things happen, we may have, according to the law, an exception for some of those things, but we still lean towards there's a better way, folks, which is adoption, which is there's better ways. And what I don't like is the game playing about, oh, Rand Paul's not 100%, so they would say Sam Bush was not 100% pro-life either. If you ever have any exception, they want to exploit that and use it against you, is the problem that I have with that. Rand Paul is just as pro-life as he's always been, and so am I. In fact, over the weekend, I took my own personal time to create some radio commercials that you will hear broadcasting on this network at my expense. So I did the work, it's my expense, to promote the pro-life message. I believe in it strongly. We need an up or down vote on the Life at Conception Act. It'll put politicians on record to either be for or against abortion, pro-death on demand, folks. Okay, I'm as unequivocally pro-life as anybody. But I do understand that, you know what, there might be some exceptions where you say, let's say that the life of the mother is at risk. How do you determine what life to save? Do you just say I'm going to save neither of them and maybe let them both die? Well, that wouldn't be pro-life. Right? How do you preserve life? And sometimes man is required to make very difficult decisions, right? So that's the only exceptions that I'm talking about is when can you say you will preserve more life? Right? Let's take maybe a suicidal 10-year-old girl that was raped by her father or something like that. So now you got incest, you got rape, you got super young. What do you do in those situations? See, there are circumstances that warrant some intelligent, loving, kind behavior that would really have a goal of preserving more life. Senator Mike Lee calls out Planned Parenthood in an incredible speech. We talked a little bit about that. I haven't played the audio from that. I've got it saved. I want to play that. He does a tremendous job. We'll do that one of these days here soon. We also talked about a former abortionist doctor, Dr. Anthony Levitino. He explains exactly what the abortion procedures are. They are grisly, folks. We played that yesterday. They are brutal. If you want to hear that, yesterday's broadcast at libertyroundtable.com. We also talked about Rush Limbaugh back in 1989. Aborting telephone calls infuriates abortion supporters. In other words, he used aborting of telephone calls to compare it to the deception going on. And the fuzzy logic used to act like an abortion is not a murder. And he did a tremendous job back in 89. How come he's not sticking with the pro-life message? I'm not saying he's not pro-life. I'm just saying, why isn't he helping us now? We could sure use a guy like that now, couldn't we, folks? Especially, again, these talk show hosts a lot of times do a good job when it doesn't matter. When it matters, they just remain strangely silent. I mean, is Rush Limbaugh literally doing that stuff right now when we're talking about putting a Supreme Court justice in place that could change this whole reality to a pro-death narrative where it belongs? We also talked about abortion and assault on the defenseless. It's an article written in a talk given by Elder Russell M. Nelson. He's now the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We also talked about another man named Dieter Uchtdorf. And between the two, they talked about this war is a war on the defenseless and the voiceless. It's a war on the unborn, and this war is being waged globally. Worldwide reports indicate that more than 40 million abortions are performed every year worldwide. That's just beyond imagination. 40 million. Anyway, all I can tell you is we need to be kind and loving and follow the Prince of Peace. So we don't need to abuse people over this, but we really need to stand kindly with real leadership about this pro-life message, folks. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds in a minute. Williams, an article written in Breitbart, why liberals have flip-flopped on free speech. Great point. Great article, by the way. Also, we talked about Anheuser-Busch orders hundreds of, quote, hydrogen trucks from zero-emission company startup called Nikola. And that's kind of an interesting story. I guess the alcohol folks want to get, you know, caring about folks and the environment and such. All right. Well, there you go. We talked about a video, Man Cries Tears of Joy for Low Black Unemployment Under Donald Trump. Well, I agree. Low unemployment for everybody is good. Blacks, whites, everybody. But, you know, the second I bring that up, they call me a racist. I just think, you know what? When people can get jobs, that's a good thing. I thought that's what he ran on, getting people jobs. Maybe we have to say Donald's delivering. But the guy cried with tears of joy. Man, that's I thought that Donald hated all blacks. Isn't that what the mainstream press tells you? I guess the truth shall set you free, huh? All right. That's the recap of yesterday's broadcast. It is still available online at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I got an awesome plan for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest this year, Kurt.
Okay.
Well, first off, Kirk Cosby can absolutely pound food. So what I was thinking is we could enter Kirk Cosby, Liberty Roundtable Live representative, to enter this Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You go up there to Coney Island, Kurt, and don your bib or whatever you got to do, and you could, see if you could beat this dude. What do you think?
You know,
guy's name is Joey Chestnut. Can you beat him?
Years and years and years ago, but a hot dog is on my list of way high on my list of least favorite foods to eat.
Kurt, why are you doing this, man? It's an American tradition, brother. I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's almost like you should be in love with the IRS and the Federal Reserve as well.
But, not. You know, all right.
They're American traditions.
Quick pause. I want to talk to Kirk Cosby about Nathan's hot dog eating contest a little bit, because I got an incredible idea. And hang tight. We'll tell you about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, quickly to Coney Island. Last year's 4th of July, as far as I understand, now the winners of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you had two champions. You got a male champion, Joey Chestnut, and then you got a female champion. A woman's champion, her name is Mickey Sudo. And I guess Joey ate 72 hot dogs, Kurt, and Mickey ate 41 hot dogs, and therefore they're the respective winners. And my problem is, what I think Joey needs to do is just declare himself a woman right after he wins the men's contest, Kurt, and then he could participate in the women's contest. And if he could just turn in the same numbers, then he'd win both of them. Just shut down, send all the girls home crying. You know what I mean? So if Kurt's not going to participate, we'd go to the backup plan. What do you think of that, Kurt?
That certainly would give him the overall championship. And, you know, he'd go home with...
dominate everybody.
Well, yeah, all the awards.
Now, you know we're demonstrating the absurd by being absurd, right, folks? I mean, you understand that's what we're doing here, right? And you also understand this just shows, again, Kurt, look, I don't believe that men and women... have fair competitions in these kinds of things. I mean, look, he almost ate double the hot dog she did, 72 to 41 or whatever. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying that she's not, you know, a great person or whatever else, but I'm just saying, look, is it even close? It's like in the NBA or something, or NBA also. NBA, National Basketball, whatever, Association. Okay, women and men can't play there together, Kurt, not even. And the same thing with this hot dog eating contest. And we just need to admit that there are males and there are females. They're born that way. You know, that's an internal characteristic of humans, etc. And we need to realize there are differences between men and women, and those differences are okay. I bet you most girls that I know would be like, fine, let that goofball win the hot dog eating contest. Who cares, right? But all I'm saying is it's very interesting. You just see this, and you go, wow, why don't they just have one competition, Kurt? I mean, why divide the men and the women when it comes to Nathan's hot dog eating contests? Of all times to unite women, isn't the 4th of July the celebration of the patriotism of America, the leadership America provides? I mean, isn't it like the best time we could possibly consider to unite this thing, Kurt?
You know, Sam, I was just looking there. I agree. You know, I mean, of course, the women ought to be put with the men. But, you know, I was thinking about another instance. I just saw a headline here that will make, you know, I guess, well, you just, here it is. Trans woman, that means a man, makes history, will compete for Spain in Miss Universe. So,
I mean, if they're together when it comes to the, what, Miss Universe, is it about their bodies and how sexy they are, Kurt, or is it about how well-rounded they are? You know, what is this about, right?
Wow.
Is it about the philanthropy work they've done? Is it about the promoting of the same-sex agenda or the transgender agenda or the sexual fluidity movement? Or, you know, what is the calling card for these things? And if they can certainly have them together in, I don't know what Miss Universe would be, a modeling contest or what? Why can't they, you know, sit down and eat the same hot dog contest, Kurt? Anyway, just thought that was kind of interesting how they're so fine to let that be different. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, Joey just blew this chick away, dude. 72 to 41 hot dogs. It's not even close. It's like an absolute smackdown.
Yep.
And Joey's not even big, Kurt. Joey's just like this little dude from what I understand. Haven't you seen that guy?
You know, I haven't really.
You gotta look up Joey Chestnut photos, Kurt, and see this little dude.
Okay.
I mean, he can pound hot dogs, buddy. I'm telling you right now. While you're doing that, I'm going to tell you about this lady. Her name is Elizabeth Sullivan. And Elizabeth is 104 years old, Kurt. She's down there in Texas. And a Texas woman is celebrating her 104th birthday. Her 104th year of life, I should say.
By the way, they call Joy Chestnut an American competitive eater.
Yes, he is, buddy.
That's your title.
Heck yeah. And he gets big bucks for it, too, my friend. That's why I say if you could take him out, you could pull down some cash for the show, Kurt.
By the way, his nickname is Jaws.
I wonder why. Yeah, good point. Anyway, so this lady's 103. She's celebrating her 104th year of life, Kurt. And she said, I didn't think I'd make it, but I'm still perking along. Sullivan says she doesn't need the advice of, quote, real doctors. So she keeps another doctor close by. That is Dr. Pepper. She says, the problem is people try to give me coffee for breakfast. I'm off it. Don't want it. I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper. She fell in love with the soft drinks, 23-flavored trademark drink back in the 60s. Well, I guess when she was in her 60s, not back in the 60s exactly. When she was in her 60s, so 40-plus years ago. And she said, I drink three Dr. Peppers a day. And she says, every doctor that I see says, don't drink those Dr. Peppers, they'll kill you. Except I'm still alive, the doctors are dead, so something must be amiss with their analysis. And so for her birthday on Thursday, she got a big surprise, Kurt. She got a few bottles of her favorite beverage, first of all. And she got a beautiful cake shaped like a Dr. Pepper. So, you know, Dr. Pepper, the doctor of choice for 104-year-old Elizabeth Sullivan. Now, she was asked how she got to be sold. She said she didn't know. She just keeps plugging on. However, I think I know the key to success, and it's not Dr. Pepper. Right?
Mm.
Now, let me tell you what kind of happened or whatever. She got a few bottles of her favorite beverage, and the Dr. Pepper CEO, this guy, gave a gift basket to her from the Snapple Group, Larry Young, and all that kind of stuff. But here's the deal. She's well known in her Fort Worth community. She taught math, and she said, I'm feeling good. And she, well, Kurt, she talked about being thankful. So she said, when you live to be 104 and you get to talk to nice people, and you're thankful. She said, I'm glad that I'm still here. Right? Wow. She's thinking about what and who she's thankful for on her birthday, Kurt. She said, I'm feeling good. I'm glad that I'm still here, and I'm glad I'm not in a rest home. I'm glad that I can read books, watch TV, and have people come by to say hello. And when they asked if she had a secret, she said, I'm just still here doing my best. I submit to you that the secret's not Dr. Pepper, although that's an interesting anomaly. It's kind of like George Burns and smoking cigars or whatever. You know, sure, you can find an exception to everything, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
But I would double down and say, I bet you that it's her thankful gratitude attitude that gets her so far, Kurt. And there's studies done on people that are grateful and appreciative. And, you know, her big things in life are, you know, I'm still grateful that I can use my mind and, you know, use my body and mind that the Lord's given me, and that I have, you know, and that people can come by and say hello. You know, she has those relationships with people. And I believe that's what the key is. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion, I guess, to which I'm entitled, Kurt. Any comments or thoughts on this one? Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to the winner there.
But I kind of find it fascinating, though. At the top of the story, it's like Dr. Pepper made her to be 104. And then at the bottom of the story, it's like, you know, she's all thankful for all these things. And she spent her birthday being thankful.
That's right.
For people and relationships and all these different things. And I'm thinking, shouldn't the story be flipped, Kurt? Shouldn't you say this lady is incredible? She's 104. The key to her success is being thankful and having a gratitude attitude. And she loves people to come by and say hello. And, you know, it's her relationships and her good, clean living. And she served and taught people math for free. And she was a tutor and a kindly. And, oh, by the way, she drinks 3 Dr. Peppers a day. Isn't that neat? That's how I would do the story. But, see, maybe I'm just not a real news guy, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You haven't been trained for the ministry.
All right. Anyway, I like a good Dr. Pepper, too. I feel her pain. I get it. But I am saying, I don't really believe that's the success factor, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's more to it. I think it's in spite of the Dr. Pepper that she lives to be so old. And others, oh, would they be so lucky?
Yeah.
All right, Mike Lee, they say no longer under serious consideration for the Supreme Court. So the mainstream press is saying, Kurt, I hope that's not true, but predict it might be. Mike Lee did say that he did talk to President Trump about the court pick, but he's not saying if he's on the hot list or not. And Utah Supreme Court Justice Thomas Lee is also on the list of possible presidential picks. But they say that neither of those two are very likely now, Kurt. I pray that's wrong. I really think Mike or Thomas Lee would do an incredible job on the court. But here's the problem. You ready, Kurt?
Yeah.
You want to know what the problem is with Mike? There's two problems. One, he's too pro-life. Yeah, and the liberals have already signified they're not going to go for one of them pro-lifers, Kurt. So that's problem number one. You want to know what the second problem is? You're familiar with the advice and consent from the Senate part, aren't you, Kurt?
Oh, and he's...
Mike Lee's a senator, and he'd remain a senator until he's not a senator, right? Therefore, he'd have to vote for himself, which Mike Lee said he would gladly do. But the liberals are crying foul, saying, how can you vote for yourself? Isn't that a conflict of interest? See what games they play? There are two others. I vote for Mike or Thomas Lee to be on the Supreme Court. But there's a couple of other picks that have hit the top. We'll tell you about them in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency.
We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear that. So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the two problems, I should say, for Mike Lee. One, he's too pro-life. And the second problem is they say there's a conflict of interest. He might actually vote for himself. And if he doesn't, then it would, you know, make it that much harder for him to become a Supreme Court justice. And he said he would vote for himself. And they're crying foul over that. But I hope either Mike Lee or Utah Justice, Supreme Court Justice Thomas Lee, would be on the president's list and would be seriously considered. But I guess they're being taken off the list. I hope that's not true. The two top judges that we hear about right now are Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Those are the two who are on the top of Donald Trump's list, according to resources, Kurt. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about each of these guys real quick. Kavanaugh, this Brett Kavanaugh guy, is 53 years old, on the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, known for his work on the Starr Report and the investigation into the death of Vince Foster. A former Kennedy clerk is who this guy is. Now, Kurt, you've got to reject that dude big time. I mean, what on earth are they even thinking? First off, Kennedy was quite liberal. What a shame. But then, you know, this guy would be disaster, in my opinion. This guy was involved in the Kenneth Starr cover-up and the Vince Foster case and all that kind of stuff. I don't feel like that guy, you know, that guy will be a cover-up agent. Anyway, the second one is Amy Coney Barrett, or Amy C. Barrett. And as far as I understand, I can tell she's pretty good. The American Family Association backs her. And Barrett's 46 years old, Kurt, so quite a bit younger. I mean, 46 to 53, 7 years younger, and a woman, which means she'll likely live longer. So 7 years younger plus live longer. That's in her favor. Plus, she's much more conservative. She clerked for Antonin Scalia, number one. And she was a law professor at her alma mater. Well, Notre Dame, Kurt, before her appointment. And she was on the Seventh Circuit. Now, here's the interesting thing about her. And you know when you're catching a lot of flack, you're on target. That's why Mike Lee and Thomas Lee are catching so much flack. And now why this Amy C. Barrett's catching so much flack too, Kurt. She has already received the endorsement of several prominent conservative groups. Now, I guess last time she was considered, Kurt, and they called her last confirmation hearing, I guess Senator Dianne Feinstein beat her up over her Catholic faith. They say, Dianne Feinstein says, the dogma lives loudly within her. I don't know what you want to call dogma, but the point is, the problem with Lee is too pro-life. Problem with Amy C. Barrett, too religious, Kurt. And that's kind of what we're seeing here. Basically, if we can't get a Lee on the court, my second pick would be Amy C. Barrett, Kurt. I agree with the American Family Association and other conservative groups as well. Time will tell what Donald's going to do. We're going to find out on the 9th of July. There's a lot of people trying to guess ahead of time. Kurt, any comments on any of these?
I think you've covered it very well, Sam. You got it covered. And if she's out of our two given choices, then I would choose her as well.
Yeah. Anyway, is there anybody else being strongly considered, Kurt?
Not that, at least based on any of the reports I've seen. You know, we could be surprised. Supposed to happen, I guess, on the 9th. So, 6 days.
What do you think, Kurt, about this? I mean, they're literally considering a guy that clerked for Kennedy and was involved in the Vince Foster shenanigans. I mean, are you serious?
Well, it's incredible, and I'm sure the reason they're saying the Kennedy clerking guy is, well, because that is the guy that's retiring, right?
You know, yeah, but I wouldn't, so, I mean, if I'm Donald, the last thing I'd do is consider somebody that was involved in the Vince Foster fiasco.
A sort of way to tip his hat to him, or, you know, say, well, your guy was, you know, in the top two, but, you know, I just hope.
Well, I hope you're right, Kurt. I just tell you that right now.
Choose him.
My hope, and for the most likely, would be an Amy C. Barrett. I don't think she's perfect, but 46 years old is pretty young, Kurt. And the fact is, you know, clerking for Antonin Scalia is a pretty good start. I mean, if you want a Scalia-esque person, a Gorsuch-esque person, a Clarence Thomas, you know, kind of person, a Robert Bork kind of a person, right, then this lady might be the best bet. I mean, she's young. As a woman, she, you know, her chances of being there longer than anybody else would be pretty darn good. As far as I understand, she's quite better than most. Very strong Catholic, from what I understand. Even other Catholics are criticizing her for her faith and her religion. And all I can tell you is, you know what, Kurt, I'd support a good, faithful Catholic. I'd support a good, faithful Mormon, too.
Amen to that.
But anyway, I'm just telling you. So my prayers are with this Amy C. Barrett. I think she's probably the best one that I've heard of. Now, again, there was 25 people on the list. It got narrowed down to 5. I don't know if Thomas or Mike Lee are on those 5, but I assume one of them or both of them are. These are the other 2. You know, I don't know who else is being considered, but so far, Barrett would be my top pick by far. I'm telling you right now, we've got to jettison this goofball named Brett. What's his name, Kurt? Brett Kavanaugh. I'm telling you right now, we got to jettison that dude big time. Just my opinion. All right. I guess there's a Texas nonprofit deal going on, Kurt.
Texas, no problem. Just before we get there, Sam, a little bit more on the Joey Chestnut thing. I know this is vital information.
Yeah, Kurt wants to go back to the hot dog eating contest. See, he pretends he doesn't like it, Kurt, but he really wants to participate. It's like a secret. Well, it's on Kurt's secret bucket list, folks.
I didn't know there was such a thing as these competitive eating, you know, circuits.
How can you not know that? So in other words, videos of them and everything, dude, it's gross. It's all
yeah,
out
but
of
I mean, I'd heard of this one, but I just never heard of these others. This guy is a world record holder in a number of these, Sam. I mean, apparently he's got the St. Elmo shrimp cocktail world record holder there. He's 15 pounds of shrimp cocktail in 8 minutes. He got the deep fried asparagus eating championship. I didn't even know there was one of those. He got the pork ribs championship. 13.76 pounds of pork rib meat in 12 minutes at the Nugget Casino there in Sparks, Nevada. Steak, he won that one as well, 4.5 pounds of steak plus sides in 8 minutes, 52 seconds. Now, I would probably want to participate in that one. Then, of course, we've talked about the hot dog one. There's something called matzo balls. Do you know what those are?
No, sir.
M-A-T-Z-O-H balls. He got 78 balls in 8 minutes at Kenny and Ziggy's New York Delicatessen Restaurant in Houston, Texas. So it's a New York Delicatessen Restaurant in Houston, Texas. I don't know how that works, but he is also the Bratwurst world record holder. He got 70 of those in 10 minutes. Hard-boiled eggs, he got 141 of those in 8 minutes. Pork roll, I bet you feel like that after you eat. But anyway, 32 quarter-pound pork roll sandwiches in 10 minutes. Man, and this last world record holder, or, you know, item is the mutton sandwich. You got 81 of the 4-ounce mutton sandwiches in 10 minutes. So this Joey Chestnut is for real when it comes to the competitive eating championships. And you wonder, well, how does he do this? Here's some details on his training, Sam. Chestnut trains by fasting and by stretching his stomach with milk, water, and protein supplements. I guess since the start of his competitive
That's equivalent
eating
to doping
career,
in the eating world, Kurt.
I think so. His competition weight has varied from 225 to 240 pounds. Anyway, bottom line is... he says it's about drive and dedication, and at the end of the day, hot dog eating challenges both my body and my mind. Well, it does the same thing to me.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd focus on some more important subjects than that. But hey,
sorry.
There you go. I'm for Amy Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. While I'm talking about the pro-life judge for the court, Kurt Cosby's ready to throw down.
I'm on. No, not really.
You ought to go to Coney Island and at least watch that, Kurt.
You know, yeah, maybe on video or something. But by the way, he's a resident of California, Sam, and 6'1" tall. So
all right, in Texas, you got a guy doing something different than eating hot dogs. I'll tell you that right now. Kurt Crosby in seconds on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know, I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
And
we can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Dateline Texas, Kurt.
Well, there you go, Sam. Yeah, looks like there's lots of money in nonprofits, Sam. And I always thought the phrase nonprofit meant, well, hey, nobody's really making money.
That's exactly what they want you to think, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. That's the headline. It reads from Breitbart, Texas, nonprofit migrant children's shelter. It almost sounds like the Southern Poverty Law Center. But anyway, it says CEO draws $1.5 million salary, according to media reports. And, you know, the bottom line is down in Texas, well, there's a guy named Juan Sanchez. He's a Southwest Key CEO and founder. And he and his wife, well, he brings in $1.5 million and this is in 2016, by the way. It probably didn't go up since then. But his wife brought in 280 G's in 2015. According to the article, they do have a daughter working there, et cetera, and she's probably bringing in some cash. No details on that. But just so you know, there's well, there's big money in this kind of thing, Sam. In fact, they say their revenues have jumped recently. They say they went, their annual revenue was $211 million in 2017 and $458 million in 2018. So it's jumping. They got 26 shelters for migrant children in three border states.
Nothing like a growing business, Kurt.
Yeah. Somebody asked him, well, man, how come you're bringing in all this cash when you got all these people with needs? He said, well, we got a big corporation here. I mean, it's fair money for me.
Yeah, so it is. He's in it for the right cause, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
It just depends on what the right cause is, right?
Yeah, good point, Sam.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, that makes you kind of wonder when you get these, you know, nonprofit philanthropy groups, migrant children center CEO, $1.5 million salary. You'd think that he'd want to give back a little, Kurt. I mean, look, the president only gets $400,000, Kurt. A president gets a quarter of what this guy gets, and he gives it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good point.
So I just, wow. And then Donald's like, you know, he's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. Donald's just ruining everybody and dividing everybody up, and this guy's just like a saint, Kurt. Immigration is what you call that guy. All right, I guess there's a man in the news up there in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you know, now you probably remember when you hear the phrase Bowling Green, Kentucky, you know, you think, well, that's Rand Paul's neighborhood, and you'd be right, ladies and gentlemen. The Louisville Courier-Journal has the piece. The headline reads, "Man allegedly threatens to chop up Rand Paul and his family with an axe." This isn't part of that whole kinder, gentler thing, I don't think, Sam.
No, it's a little more out of the Maxine Waters playbook.
Yeah, you know. Good point. You're not welcome here kind of stuff. Apparently...
And we're all running around going, hey, follow the Prince of Peace, people.
I guess the authorities have brought him in for at least questioning, if you will. But that's just not a pretty situation, Sam.
I hear that, and I don't know why Rand's getting such a beating, Kurt. You know, this other guy, like, you know, beat him up while he was mowing his lawn, and then there's this big old battle, and now this other guy's trying to, like, chop him up with an axe. And maybe Rand's a little effective,
Flack,
Kurt.
You're right on target. Yeah.
You know, I just, anyway.
It's the way it
All
looks.
Right, Eric Trump's in the news, too, Kurt. Grizzly old Eric Trump just creating havoc everywhere he goes, isn't he, Kurt? He came on the radio program with us, and it created all kinds of backlash and stuff like that, too.
I mean, you know, think of the havoc he's creating. The headline, Eric Trump rushes into New York City traffic to save ailing woman. Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets.
Yeah, he did. He went in there and helped this lady.
You're not going to hear much about it.
And I guess most people didn't even kind of realize what was going on, but he saw this thing. He stopped this motorcade or whatever, jumped out and rolled over there to help her. And then when he got done, they were trying to give him all the limelight. And he's like, oh, man, I was just grateful to be at the right place at the right time. See you guys later. And he wasn't even trying to take limelight or credit for it, Kurt.
Imagine that.
Running around, random acts of kindness, promoting peace. So while one guy's trying to, you know, chop up people, Eric's running around trying to save people. And, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him. I always thought he was a nice guy, Kurt. When he was on the radio with us, he was a nice guy.
Yeah. Amen to that. One more that kind of goes with that I just barely sent you. I hope you can read it.
Problem is, he's a Trump, though, Kurt, so you can't really say anything nice about this guy.
Here's one from the Dallas News that you hardly will hear. It says, Ivanka Trump donates $50,000 to Plano's Prestonwood Church to aid its campaign to help migrant children. Huh. That doesn't fit the whole... hate the children, you know, picture of the Trumps, does it, Sam?
Well, it's just one of those inconvenient truths.
Yeah, that's true. It is a problem.
Right? I mean, Eric's saving ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Ivanka's running around donating to churches.
To help little children.
I mean, it's just going to make the liberals just come unhinged, Kurt.
Yeah, they're just mean, plain mean. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if you know, but what is that goofball comedian, Michelle somebody? I mean, she is unhinged. She's comparing Ivanka Trump to herpes now, Kurt.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. While we run around and try to do the good things, you know, run in traffic and save women, encourage people to follow the Prince of Peace, you know, talk about who should be on the Supreme Court to save little babies, the most innocent among us, you know, while we're doing that, while we're kind of warning about these CEOs making big money, be careful where you put your philanthropy, by the way, folks. You know, you got a man trying to chop up Rand Paul's family with an axe. You got, you know, this comedian literally comparing Ivanka Trump to herpes. I mean, it's just amazing. Ivanka, while they're comparing it to herpes, she's donating $50,000 to this Prestonwood Church in Plano, Texas, in a campaign to help migrant children. I mean, it's just like, Kurt, what the heck's going on around here, man?
Great points.
I mean, it's just, can you, ladies and gentlemen, see more and more and more the difference of who's who or who's whom, whatever you call, however you say that, where the fruits, by their fruits shall you know them, the fruits of their activities should be pretty evident, Kurt. One comedian is running around comparing a lady to herpes. I mean, what a low blow, okay? I mean, wow. Okay, and then you got Eric Trump running around trying to save this lady, and then you got Ivanka trying to, and you know, you could say, well, some of these stories are propaganda. They're not really a big deal, but you know, why do you bring them up? We bring them up because you got to know the truth. What's the truth? What are their fruits? What are they really doing, right? And I think it's something really critical to understand. What are we doing on the radio? Are we trying to create divisions in people? You know, are we trying to analyze and advocate for the Prince of Peace and advocate for God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property? What are we doing? We're trying to give praise whenever we can to anybody that'll do what's right. And we try to say when somebody does what's wrong, you know what, we think that's not the right way to go, and here's a better way, we believe, that we would advocate for, that we would encourage towards, that we would, you know, make our efforts towards. For example, I'm celebrating July 4th, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, is that patriotic or unpatriotic, Kurt? Because here's the problem. It's pretty nationalist, mm-hmm. Kurt. And you know about those nationalists, especially, and I don't know if you've looked in the mirror lately, Kurt, but I think you're this white nationalist dude if you celebrate the 4th of July.
Of course you are. You're supposed to be receiving of all peoples across your borders. Well, you're not even supposed to have borders.
That's right.
Sam, and you're just supposed to, no doors, no walls.
Well, except for the enclaves for the rich, but those people. No.
That's right. Good point.
No guns for you, but guns for those who claim no guns for you. They got to have guns around them for protection, don't you know? You know, it's this mm-hmm. double standard that's just crazy. But I want to celebrate the 4th of July. I'm grateful for my heritage. I'm grateful for America. You know, they did a big poll about the Democrats. They're divided on how ungrateful for America they are. They're just ashamed of her these days. I know we got some problems, Kurt. I agree with that. You know, I'm not trying to just sugarcoat everything. We've got some real difficulties in America. Immorality tops the list, in my personal opinion. However, I am grateful for America. I am proud to be an American. I am proud of America and what she's accomplished over the years. And I hope we could build a Christian nation that will be prepared for the Savior Jesus Christ to return one day. And I know she's got some problems, and I know there's some blemishes and some things that I'm not, you know, super happy about. But I also know that, you know what, America is strong. America can be great. What we've got to do is just understand what'll make her great again. And so even though there's problems, there's issues, I'm proud of America, Kurt. I'm grateful for America. I'm grateful for what we built as the freest nation in the history of the world. And I'm grateful that we have the blueprint, the, you know, solution by which to return to it, to restore the checks and balances, to turn to God, to realize that God, family, and country are the key. I'm grateful for those things. What about you, Kurt? Are you ashamed? Or are you pretty grateful?
Yeah. I'm grateful.
All right. Anyway, I just thought that's kind of worth mentioning. And so while these people are running around ashamed of their country, I'm running around pretty grateful.
Amen to that.
Just how I roll, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess there's an Iranian general. I mean, maybe this guy's not proud of his country, Kurt. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's worried, Sam. He says that the headline from Breitbart, Iranian general accuses Israel of causing drought by stealing clouds. Now, you know, I've heard of theft on a lot of different things, but stealing the clouds is kind of a new thing for me. And I would give maybe a little recommendation here to this Iranian general. Keep the commandments of God, and he's the supplier of the clouds, just so you know. That's where they come from. Now, it may be that Israel looks like they got more clouds just because maybe they're doing more of God's commandments over there, you know, secret weapon.
Well, I hope so. But all I can tell is I thought they said no one was manipulating the weather, Kurt. Isn't that what they always tell me?
That's what they tell me.
Wow. It's kind of an interesting twist, if you will. Now, I don't know really about the cloud stealing, but I do want to end up with this good news piece about this woman that went into a coma, Kurt. Pretty cool story to end on, anyway.
That's right. This lady went into a coma. She came out. She couldn't really remember anything. I mean, she even thought her children were like 2 and 8, and they were like 17 and 23. She couldn't even remember her second husband. She remembered her first one. Her second one put a whole bunch of pictures around the house and everything else, and over the past few years he's won her heart all over again, and you know, it's a cool little love story, you know, Sam?
Yeah, we need more of those,
like that,
Kurt.
Stuff.
I know, that's kind of like terrorist stuff, but we need more of that.
That is true.
All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. We got an incredible Supreme Court win against forced unionism, right? You saw that, you know, last week or whatever. All right, our buddy Patrick Simmons, righttowork.org, will break it all down for us next hour. We'll do it in seconds. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure.